mubarak wasallam. So I was saying that kuffar used to argue with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we don't believe in life after death, because when a person dies and become perish and finish and he becomes sand, how Allah is going to resurrect again from the sand, from the dead thing? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replying, don't they think of themselves? What was the beginning of the human being? It was a sand. Minha khalaqnakum, that we have created him, or we have created all the people from the sand. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum, and after the death, we are going to return them back into the sand. We are buried after the death. And then from that same sand, we are going to resurrect them on the Yawm al-Qiyam. So this is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, look at yourself. What was your beginning condition was? A sperm, and a sperm comes from the sand. Whatever food we eat, it becomes the blood, and then blood becomes turned into the sperm, and then all this development. So beginning, essential period or ingredient of human being is the sand, and sand was dead, and from that dead sand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sperm, and from the sperm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a human being. And then Allah ta'ala says we grant him long life, 60, 70 years, 100 years, and look, from the child he did not grow up all of a sudden. He was a small little child, baby, then he become infant, then he become little younger boy, and then youth, and then, you know, manhood, and then he got married, and then, you know, he became little middle age, and stage by stage, he grows, and his body develops, and he becomes from the young, from the youth, to the middle age, and to the old age. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we granted him the long life, reverse in him in the creation. Then as in the childhood, a child is very fragile, very weak, he cannot help himself, even he is hungry, he cannot eat by himself in the beginning stages, couple of years, mother has to feed, whether a milk or any kind of food, liquid food, so he is not able to make a morsel. That was his stage. That's how weak he was. He could not change its own diaper. He's just crying. When the diaper is wet, he's just crying. Then mother has to do everything, or father has to do everything for him. He was dependent on the parents for eat, for drink, for clothing, for sleeping, for every need and necessity. That was his beginning stage. Then slowly by slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the strength and power, he developed his bones and muscles, and now he became a youth, and then he became man, right? And then as he going to his the stages of strength and power, he became very strong and muscle man. And then slowly by slowly again, after the age of 40, he's coming down. Downfall starts. And again to that extent, when he becomes 70, 80 years old, he again become a fragile, he again becomes weak. And now he again is muhtaj and dependent on his children now. Before he was dependent on his parents, now he became old, now he's depending on his children. Children have to feed him, children have to clothe him, children have to take him to the bathroom. He cannot shower by himself, he cannot clean him by himself. He needs some assistance, he needs some help. This is the changing of strength and changing of the body development within himself in the period of 60, 70 years. So if you think this, if you ponder over yourself, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from nothing, from the sand, then you became a live person. And now after you became live person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you the strength and power from the weakness. From the childhood, when you were very weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his qudrat granted you the strength, muscles and powers. And now that was a changing from the weakness to the strength. Now again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of the life change him again from the strength to the weakness again. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining and answering in this verse. Will they not understand? Afala yaqilun? If they ponder and think within themselves, they will find the answer of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah is capable, how Allah has qudrat and power to change the development of the human being. And he grants the weakness, from the weakness he grants the strength, and from the strength he grants weakness again. So this is the matter of thinking and pondering on ourselves. So if you make sense, if you understand this point and this process, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change from weakness to the strength and strength to the weakness again, that same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will able to resurrect you after your death. After you become saint, doesn't matter. Allah has power and qudrat to bring you back from the sand and make you alive again. The second verse, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرِ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. And we have not taught him, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, poetry, nor is it suitable for him. This is only a reminder in a plain Quran, Quran Mubin. In the beginning, you know, the Arab cultures was full of poetry. They were master in their languages, and that's, they have so much of poetry within themselves. It was developed in their side. Even their women, even the children used to do poetry and ash'ar, you know, immediately. All of a sudden, they didn't have to think about it. They used to have the poetry on their horses. They used to have the poetry on their swords. They used to have poetry on everything. That was their, play. That's how they used to enjoy themselves by, making poetry and reading poetry. And they used to have debate in constant of the poetry. So in that culture, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started revealing the Holy Quran, in the same language, وَأَنزَلْنَا لِسَانْ أَلِفْ لَامْرَا تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. That verily we have revealed the Holy Quran in the Arabic language so you people can understand, because the first addressees of the Holy Quran was Arabs. They were Arabs, and their native language, their home tongue, their mother tongue was the Arabic. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal a Quran in different language like Hebrew language or Suryani language, that before is to reveal like Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam's time, whatever languages those Bani Israel used to speak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Holy Quran, Taurat and Injil in their languages. Here, Quran was revealed in Saudi Arabia upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and people of Arab, Saudi Arabia used to speak Arabic language. This language was familiar to them. They used to make poetry in this language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected to reveal the Holy Quran in Arabic language. Now, when Quran started revealing, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to preach and invite people of Makkah, the Quraysh, he has only the ayat of the Quran as evidence and proof of his nabuwat and prophethood. The live miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Holy Quran. Up till now, it will remain till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged in the several places that you are boasting upon that you have control over your Arabic language. And that's why they used to say, we are the only people who can speak. And rest of the world is ajam. Ajam means, dumb. They cannot speak. They don't know how to speak. The whole world, they used to regard out of pride and ego. They say, we are the only people, the sahibul lisan, we are the only people who know how to speak, who know how to express themselves in the language, in the poetry. Rest of the world, they are just dumb. They don't know how to speak. That was their pride, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, the Holy Quran, and challenged them. If you people have so much, you know, control over language, Arabic language, here the Holy Quran is also in Arabic language. Fa'atu bimislihi. Bring one surah like the Holy Quran. Or then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal another ayat. Bring one single ayat like a Holy Quran. And all the shu'ara, all the people of Quraysh, big famous, you know, poet, they got together. They could not match any single sentence like the Holy Quran. They tried their best to write anything like the Holy Quran, to compile anything like the Holy Quran, the ayat of the Holy Quran. They were not succeeded because this is not the man-made kalam. This is the kalamullah. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can match. And this challenge is open until now. And it will remain till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. If anyone can bring one verse, one sentence, like the verse of the Holy Quran, this is the open challenge. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to invite them and they used to ask, what is the proof that you are the Prophet of Allah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite the ayat of the Holy Quran. And ayat of the Holy Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran, has its own attraction. It touches the heart. If you listen with open heart, with open mind, with sincerity, it is going to affect your heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the tranquility of the heart you will find in the recitation of the Holy Quran, in the zikrullah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And best remembrance of Allah is the Holy Quran. So if a person is going through with anxiety, with sorrow, with trouble, and any kind of botheration, if he just open the Quran and start reciting the Quran there and there, in within 5 minutes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him or her peace of mind. You can try it. And if you don't know how to read it, just listen the Holy Quran. Open the YouTube or you know, and any qari, you just listen the Quran 5-10 minutes, all your botheration, all your tension, all your worry and anxiety will disappear just by listening the Holy Quran. This is the beauty and this is the miracle of the Holy Quran up till now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite the ayat of the Quran and used to invite them. This is the kalamullah. This is not, I made it. You know, I am not the shayr. So they used to say, no. It looks like you are making by yourself. And you are the shayr. You know, one day, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, before he embraced Islam, he was staunch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Islam, as we know, even he went with the intention to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with open sword, right? And the incident, we all know how he embraced Islam just by listening. The ayat of Surah Taha was recited by in the house of his sister Fatima, and she was embraced Islam. His brother-in-law also embraced Islam, and they were learning. Some Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mus'ab or someone was there, and he was teaching them the new revealed ayat of the Quran, and there was Taha ma anzalna alaykal Quran. So this was the ayat of the Quran in the beginning of Surah Taha, and they were reciting inside the house. And here Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes, and outside the wall of the door, he just listened this ayat, and this ayat has affected his heart. He went inside and he said, what are you reading? So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, the sister of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, said, I'm not going to give you this paper of, because it's the Holy Quran written on that, and you are napak, you are impure. And he was so angry, he hit his sister so badly, the blood started coming from her cheek. And then he felt very bad. So how unhuman I am, how angry, how bad person I am. I'm hitting my own sister. I cannot control my anger. And then he apologized. He said, please, let me read what is there, what you people are reciting. He said, no, you are napak, you are kafir. No matter you are my brother, but you don't have iman, I'm not going to allow you to touch my Holy Quran. If you want to really see, he was so enthusiastic about it. He was so eager to see what is there. He said, and he was very curious. He said, she said, no, no, you go back, you take shower, and then you come. He went back, he took shower, and then he came back. Then the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, recited in front of him and he started crying. He did not embrace Islam yet, but that was a miracle. That was the attraction of the Holy Quran, that there and there he started crying. Then he said, please take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then here Sahabi went to, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabi Hadrat Arqam ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu was the little madrasa. His house was the Islamic center at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba who embraced Islam used to get together over there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them. So the door was closed. They were scared that Umar is coming with the open sword. His intention is not good. He wants to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were scared. Rasulullah says, no, let him come. If you come, then I'll sort him out. So Rasulullah says, some look at him and he said, no, I came to embrace Islam. Please let me recite the kalima. So that was the impression and attraction of the ayat of the Quran, who made Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala embrace Islam. And one day he was like at night in the early morning, tahajjud time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to recite the Holy Quran. And you can imagine the qiraat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how beautiful, how sweet it could be. So he was, listening the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting the ayat, he didn't know that Umar is there and he's listening to me. He was busy engaged in his salah. So he said, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem wa ma huwa biqawli sha'ir. He said, no man, looks like he's a shair, he's a poet. So Allah ta'ala revealed this ayat. They don't think he's a rasul kareem. He's a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most kind. Wa ma huwa biqawli sha'ir. Whatever you are listening, this is not the poetry. Qaleel lamma tu'minun, very few people, bring iman. Wa la biqawli kahin. And they used to call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a magician. Qalilam ma tadhakkarun tanzilum min rabbil alamin. Very few people understand, and this is the Quran which is revealed by Rabbul Alamin. So they used to call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam either he's shair, poet, and he's writing his own poetry, and poetry has an attraction, or he is a magician, sahir. And because of his magic, he's saying some words of magic which is changing the heart of the people and forcing them to embrace Islam and become like him. And separating husband from the wife, son from the father and mother, and brother from the brother. This separation because of iman. But they used to blame Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This he's doing some kind of magic. And because of that magic power, he is separating and he's like convincing and capturing the hearts of the people and minds of the people. That's why those people who have the weak hearts or they don't have willpower, they just go with him and they embrace Islam and they become like him because they are already been magic upon them. So this was the Rasulullah's claim. The kuffar used to say here also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say some poetry is not fit for him. He doesn't have to say any kind of poetry. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ شِعْرِ We did not teach him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we did not teach him the shi'r and poetry. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ And it is not suitable for him. It is not appropriate for him to get involved in poetry which has meaningless, it has no value. In huwa illa dhikrun wa quran mubin, but this is only the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the very very open the Holy Quran in plain Holy Quran. Liyunzira man kan hayyan wa yahiq al qawl 'ala al kafirin. This the reason of the revelation that he, yani Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Holy Quran may give warning to him who is living a healthy minded, the believer. And the word charge may be justified against the disbelievers and dead people. We have to stop here, inshallah. Our time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.